USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is watching as the situation along Russia's border with Ukraine heats up. U.S. officials are reporting the State Department has ordered the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine to begin evacuating the country by Monday. Russian troops along the border with Ukraine are now reported to be increasing. To counter the Russian threat, arms shipments are now pouring into Ukraine. The U.S. Embassy in Ukraine has announced the first shipments of ammunition has already arrived. This was directed by President Biden. U.S. officials say small arms ammunition is the major portion of the shipments, which the State Department is now calling lethal aid. They say the weaponry is needed by the Ukrainian soldiers on the front lines. Javelin anti-tank missiles are expected to arrive sometime next week from the Baltics and the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. Residents are not out of the woods as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying temperatures are going to drop overnight. At least one person was injured in a four-vehicle crash in Los Angeles Friday, including a vehicle driven by Arnold Schwarzenegger. The actor and former California governor wasn't injured. Details are still emerging on what caused the crash. Authorities say the impact was so severe that the airbags in Schwarzenegger's SUV were released. Police say alcohol and drugs were not involved in the collision. So far, no one has been charged in the incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. A brush fire called the Colorado Fire has burned about 1,500 acres near Big Sur in California. This has forced many in several California cities to evacuate. Highway 1 was closed in both directions near the entrance to Andrew Malera State Park in Big Sur to Rio Road in Carmel. Gusty winds were blowing about 35 miles per hour in the area at the start of the fire. The fire has continued to burn and spread as humidity levels stayed in the teens, but the National Weather Service of the Bay Area noted that the heat signature on satellite was decreasing. High wind warnings and wind advisories remain in effect from the Sierra Nevadas into Southern California on Saturday, with winds expected to ease by Sunday across the region. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.